Well, it's Christmas right now. And so from the Grassi household, we want to wish you and all a very Merry Christmas.
And a happy holiday in case you don't celebrate Christmas.
Yes. Because you might not, and that's fine. Nothing wrong with that. Jewish Santa, he's a thing.
Or nothing. You might just not celebrate anything, and that's okay too.
That's true. You may just pray to the whiskey god, and then he brings you great fortune every evening.
You might not do that either.
It's true. Flying spaghetti monster is a thing. Right? It's a thing.
You might just exist in this world, and that is perfectly okay.
That's true. But Jade, I think because it's Christmas,
I want to make sure. Back rub?
No, none of that. I want to make sure.
Then why are you giving me a back rub?
I want to make sure that there is no fighting, no jabs, no nothing during this episode. I agree, that would be boring. How about Santa brings you a big fat loss? Grassi Posse Packer!
Nation, pause.
What?
Wait, stop blinking. You had a hair on your eyelashes. It was distracting. They could have seen it.
Did you really just interrupt the intro?
You had a...
Santa's watching, Jade.
Hair on your eyelash.
You're a hair on my eyelash.
Well, I just took me off then.
Welcome to another episode of Packcast, the podcast where you don't have to be a Packers fan, but it sure does help. I'm your host, Tom Grassi.
And I'm Jade Grassi.
And we made it to the final week of the regular season in the 2018 season. And Jade, what a roller coaster of a season it has been. Last week, I went 11-5. You went 9-7.
I'm so tired.
And on the year, 136, 102, and 2. Jade, 126, 112, and 2. So I am 10 games ahead.
So I didn't do too bad.
No, it wasn't too bad at all. Only two games were the difference there. I think, we got 16 games to go through this week. Then we only got 4, 4, 2, and 1. So you still can make a comeback if I crap the bed. So let's see what happens. So, Jade, there's no Thursday night game once again. And no Monday night game either. Just Sundays. That's it. Just full Sunday.
Not even Saturday?
Nope. Not even Saturday football. I know.
Sunday football.
That's it. Now, the first matchup, Jade. This is a tough one for you. The Dolphins versus the Bills.
Did they both lose?
The Bills definitely lost. The Dolphins, I think they lost to the Jaguars as well. When we were at the game, I think I saw that. Yeah, I think they lost too.
Oh.
So, I know that you like the Dolphins for Heather. You like the Bills for Jimmy. Which one are you going to pick? Because I think I'm going to go with my aquatic mammal friends, the Miami Dolphins.
If you had a coin, I'd flip it.
If you're having girl problems, I'll feel bad for you, son. Because I got 99 problems. And I'm talking to my therapist about them.
I guess I'll go with the Dolphins.
Okay.
Sorry, James.
Moving on to the Detroit Lions versus the Green Bay Packers. The Green Bay Packers, Jade, as you know, had a thrilling overtime victory to win their first road game. Jade,
I was there.
You were there. I was there. Everyone was there, and it was beautiful. And the Green Bay Packers were able to seal the deal. Now, they're playing their final game of the season at home against the Lions. I feel like we're gonna win one more. I think the Packers are going to do it out.
The
they're going to close.
Lions lost against the Vikings, right?
Yes.
Yeah, so I'll go with the Packers.
Oh, nice. There we go. Look, it's the spirit of giving. Mm. It's the time of compromise and goodwill towards everybody. Then we got the Jets versus the Patriots. This isn't going to be a game. The Patriots might not be getting a bye this year. I know that I think the Chiefs are still fighting for that number one spot after losing to the Seahawks, but I feel like the Patriots will take care of business against the Jets suck this week.
I'm also going to go with the Patriots.
There you go. Moving on to the Panthers versus the Saints. The Panthers, who I was like, oh, man, they're going to grab that number six spot. They just falling flat on their face, regardless of how well Christian McCaffrey plays, going up against the Saints, who clinched the number one seed in the NFC North. So, I'm sorry, the NFC in total. So the Saints, they're not going to have much to play for. The Panthers, I don't think they have much to play for either, but I actually see the Panthers picking up the win here because I feel like the Saints might sit some of their starters.
I'm going to go with the Saints.
Just because? Because you think about old Saint Nick? Moving on to the Jaguars and Texans. Man, the Jaguars, they came up with a win last week, right? That was the thing. They were able to take down the Caimans and the Dolphins. And then the Texans, kind of a little rocky right now. I don't know what's going on with them. But I feel like the Texans are going to be a little too much for the Jaguars to take down. They may be able to take down Caimans, but not the Texans. Jade?
I guess I'll go with the Texans, too.
Nice. And then we have the Dallas Cowboys, who wrapped up the NFC East last week, going up against the New York Giants, who, well, they're not making the playoffs at all. The Giants, I don't know what's going on with them. They put up a really good fight against the Colts, almost beat the Colts, and then fell flat at the very end and losing the game. The Cowboys, I don't think they can move up anymore. I don't think they can. They might sit their starters, too. I'm actually going to go with the Giants here. I think the Giants are going to beat the Cowboys.
I think I'm still going to go with the Cowboys, even though I don't want to. Yup.
Gonna lasso your way to victory. Then moving on to the Falcons and the Buccaneers. The Falcons, yeah, they ain't making anything. Neither are the Buccaneers. This is just a total shot in the dark, but I'm gonna go with the Falcons here. I feel like Matt Ryan had a good performance last week. He's gonna continue that this week against the Buccaneers.
And I'm gonna go with the Buccaneers.
Ooh, spicy. Anyway, moving on to the Raiders versus the Chiefs. The Chiefs still looking to lock up that number one spot, and the Raiders are sad. And so because of that, I think the Kansas City Chiefs are gonna be able to take down the Raiders.
I'm also going to go with the Chiefs.
Nice. Then we have the Cardinals versus the Seahawks. The Seahawks have they've sealed their deal here. They are going to the playoffs, Jade. You're going to have to see the Seattle Seahawks again. The Cardinals, no one's talking about them, and rightfully so, even though, again, they still beat the Packers. But the Seahawks, even though they don't have much to play for, I think they'll still play pretty hard. I think they're playing at home in Seattle, so I'm going to pick Seattle here.
So you don't think the Seahawks are going to sit any of their main players like the other teams that you've been saying?
They might. But again, since they're playing next week, they might not want that rest. They want to stay sharp, want to stay focused, and the Cardinals suck that much that even the backups might be able to beat them.
Okay, I'll go with the Seahawks.
Nice. Then going on to the 49ers and the Rams. The Rams are just going to win. No, yes. Analysis.
The Rams are going to win.
Jade always picks the Rams. Moving on to the Chargers and the Broncos. The Broncos missing. Was that a game-winning field goal, I think? I didn't watch the game, but McManus missed a field goal. It was like a 58-yarder. Missed it by like a yard. And we're unable to come away with a victory. The Chargers, they're looking great. They're electrifying. They're mystifying. They're satisfying. The Chargers.
Okay, I'll go with the Chargers, too.
You sounded like Alexa. Like the Echo. Okay. I can't understand that. I don't know how to do that. I'm listening to every one of your sentences and reporting them back to Bezos.
I can't find that song on Spotify. I report the weather, and I'm always wrong.
Jane and Alexa.
Other things Alexa says.
Get along very, very well. Then we have the Chicago Bears going against the Vikings. The Vikings are still hold on hope. I think with a win, they're in to the playoffs, Jade.
Well, they're going to win this week.
Disgusting. I'm going to go with the Bears because I hate the Vikings and I refuse. I'm going to say that they lose. I'm going to say the Eagles are going to wind up winning and they're going to take their spot. And I'm going to...
We're not there yet.
Because I'm bitter.
I'm going with the Vikings.
Boo.
Boo for the Bears. Boo Bears.
We need the Boo Bears.
I don't know that.
You've never watched Winnie the Pooh? You never watched Winnie the Pooh?
I don't think I watched Winnie the Pooh. I know of Winnie the Pooh and its characters. But I don't think I ever watched Winnie the Pooh.
Oh, bother. Pooh. Moving on to, speaking of poo, the Browns versus the Ravens. The Browns, Baker Mayfield, God, he just looks so great. But the Ravens look even better. The Ravens just have that unstoppable defense. And that one guy keeps commenting that I keep on sleeping on the Ravens. Well, here you go. I'm picking the Ravens. Ain't sleeping on them now.
Speaking of sleeping, I'm very tired, and I apologize for yawning so much, but I just can't help it. But I'm also picking the Ravens.
Fly, Ravens, fly. Then, speaking of flying, the Eagles versus the
fly
Redskins.
Fly like an eagle.
Oh, I see what you did there. There you go. There you go. Eagles are going to soar their way to victory. Nick Foles is just magical, so they're going to do that.
Okay, Eagles.
Again, Alexa. Then moving on to the Bengals versus the Steelers. The Steelers losing a heartbreaker in New Orleans. I see them bouncing back against the Bengals this week after the Bengals lost to the Browns. So I'm going to go with the Steelers here. Even though the Steelers, they might not make the playoffs.
The Bengals lost to the Browns?
Yeah.
Okay, then I'll go with the Steelers.
Nice. And then finally, the Sunday night football game. Wow, God, this is going to be a great game that everyone's going to want to watch. The Colts versus the Titans. God, I think the Colts mathematically can still make it into the playoffs. So I'm going to go with the Colts here.
I was going to go with the Colts.
Looks like we did it together. Meow. Wah.
I didn't even bite that hard.
That hurt.
Charlie.
Oh my God, we're so insane.
Oh my God. Oh, back row.
And so this is Christmas.
Not for everybody.
If you wind up celebrating, but you might celebrate Festivus or Hanukkah too.
I think regardless, we hope it's
but
a good
don't
one.
Don't forget about Kwanzaa.
There's so many others you probably just don't know about.
But what if you're a Hindu? But you could be Buddhist also. Or Zoroastrian. Oldest monotheistic religion. Or maybe you're a Jain. Believe that everything has a soul and shouldn't be harmed. Or maybe Shinto is more your thing. You can always find me at TomGrossinComedy.com, TOMGROSSI Comedy, or Tom Grossi Comedy on the Twitter, Instagram, Patreon, and Facebook, and all the social medias. You can find it up there. Check out Packcast on SoundCloud, iTunes, Google Play Music, and of course here on YouTube multiple times per week.
So when you speak that fast, saying everywhere that people can find you, do you really think that like people can hear where to find you considering you're speaking so fast? I mean, for the people who already know you, they're obviously already here and listening. But for people who don't know you and they're listening maybe for the first time, maybe you're speaking so fast they can't understand what you're saying and then they don't know how to follow you.
You can always find me at Tom Grossi Comedy.
See, I know all of you saw that from the front, but I guarantee watching it from the side was much more entertaining.
But you'd like to see it from the back.
No. Not naked. Don't say it.
Got a Christmas ham in my pants, if you know what I mean.
I don't eat ham.
Hashtag vegan. Thank you so much for watching, and a Merry Christmas to all those who are celebrating, and a Happy Holidays. I'm Tom Grossi.
And I'm Jade Grassy.
And as always, ho, pack, ho.
No, it's go, pack, go.
Go, pack, ho, ho, ho.
No, because if there's people who don't celebrate Christmas, they don't give a hoot about ho, 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 Santa.
They don't give a ho about Santa?
Yeah, exactly. So it's still go, pack, go.
But what if they a bunch of hoes?
That's rude.
What? Garden tools. They're very practical and useful. Go, Pat, go.